啊，感谢神，我们星期五啊，仍然继续来学习十条诫命。
Thank God, we can continue to study the Ten Commandments.
啊，今天要来学习第三条诫命。
Today, we'd like to study the third commandment.
我们一起来看出埃及记二十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
第七节。
Verse 7.
出埃及记二十章第七节
Exodus chapter 20 verse 7
不可妄称耶和华你神的名因为妄称耶和华名的耶和华必不以他为无罪
Verse 7 You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name
我们知道十条诫命呢乃是神啊在西乃山上啊对百姓说话所发出来的啊这个诫命
We know the Ten Commandments is given from Mount Zion from God to his people.
这也是神唯一亲自啊说话啊的十条诫命。
And these Ten Commandments is given to God directly to the people.
而其他的啊律法啊以及典章呢都是透过摩西然后转达给百姓知道的。
As for the rest of the laws and regulations are given through Moses.
而当时百姓呢在西乃山上啊，听到神的声音，可是却没有看到神的形象，心中非常的害怕。
Hence, when the people heard this from Mount Sinai, they did not see God, so they felt very afraid.
所以后来百姓呢非常害怕，就对摩西说：“啊，以后呢，请你来转达给我们知道，而不要神亲自和我们说话了。”
Feeling afraid, the people told Moses, To have him to give them the message instead of God.
所以呢，啊，以后就是神告诉摩西，然后摩西再转达给百姓知道。
Thereafter, God gave the message to Moses, and then Moses in turn gave it to the people.
因此呢，这十条诫命呢是神亲自说出来的话，是非常的重要。
So this is a message that's given directly from God, so it's very important.
也是我们今天要得永生啊，一定要遵守的十条诫命。
And these Ten Commandments has to do with our eternity life.
所以呢，摩西时代已经有这十条诫命，到耶稣时代，一直到今天，仍然都要遵守这十条诫命，没有任何的改变。
These Ten Commandments persist from Moses' times to Jesus' time and today.
我们今天呢，仍然要严格的遵守这十条诫命，才能够得到福气。
Therefore, we must strictly obey these Ten Commandments to receive blessings.
那么今天的第三条诫命讲到不可妄称神的名。
So in this commandment says, do not misuse God's name.
首先我们来探讨什么叫神的名呢
？So let's discuss what is the Lord's name.
啊，神的名字是什么呢
？What is God's name?
在那个啊旧约圣经里面呢 我们的中文都翻译成耶和华。
In the Old Testament, the Chinese translated as Jehovah.
但是其实耶和华这个翻译的发音呢，啊，现在已经啊没有再使用这个发音了，因为这是一个啊不恰当的一种翻译。
But we no longer abide to this translation.
因为呢，在希伯来文呢的发音呢，其实并不是耶和华这个发音。
Because in the language of Hebrew, it's not.The phonetic doesn't sound like Jehovah.
而它的发音呢、啊，如果按照字啊跟啊子音跟母音来发音的话，应该翻译成亚威。
According to the Hebrew language, it actually sounds like Yahweh.
啊，当然这个亚威也还只是一种猜测的发音。
But Yahweh is just a speculation.
而不是百分之百的，一定是照这样的发音。
It is not perfect at this point.
原来在希伯来人啊，希伯来话里面。他们碰到神的这个字呢，他们不敢发音，他们就把不敢发出这个字的发音，他们直接用另外Adonai这个是主我的主来代表这个字的意思。
So when the Hebrew encounter this word, they don't dare to pronounce God's name. They replace it with Adonai, which means this is our Lord.
啊，所以呢，后来的这个Y H 啊，这是四个子音啊，这个字，这个神的名字，就都用 Adonai 啊，这个来代表它。
Hence the four letter Y H W H is replaced by Adonai。
这就是后来呢，我们看到英文圣经啊，都是翻译成 the Lord 啊，这那个主啊 来代表耶和华的这个意思。
So in the English translation, we can see it is translated as our Lord.
所以呢，我们的中文圣经还留着耶和华，这只是早期的翻译呢，还保留这样的一种发音，但是现在其实已经都不用这个三个字，这个耶和华这三个字了。
However, the translation in the Chinese version we see still retain Jehovah, but this is of the past.
所以我们还是要了解一下在美国的真耶稣教会，他们就已经开会同意，都不再用耶和华这三个字。
So we know that the True Jesus Church in the United States, we no longer use Jehovah.
但是我们今天呢，虽然中文圣经还是有耶和华，我们就这样念，可是我们心里知道这个不是原来的发音。
Even though we're reading it this way, but we know this is not truly God's name.
我们只是知道说神的名字仍然是一个奥秘，没有办法完全发出他的声音。
And we only know that God's name is a mystery and it cannot be pronounced.
而这个神的名字呢，在旧约还是一个隐藏的奥秘。
And in the Old Testament, God's name remains a mystery.
因为犹太人他们就是遵守这第三条诫命，他们不敢随便的发出神的名字的这个发音。
And the Jewish people obey the third commandment and they don't misuse God's name.
因此呢，到了新约时代，主耶稣他的名字，这才是真正的是神的名字。
Until Jesus arrived, then we know truly who is God's name.
我们来看约翰福音十七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
主耶稣呢在祷告的时候讲出这么一句话来。
In Jesus' prayer, he uttered some words.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
第六节。
Verse 6.
约翰福音十七章第六节
John chapter 17 verse 6
你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显明与他们，他们本是你的，你将他们赐给我，他们也遵守了你的道。
Verse 6 I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word.
这里主耶稣呢，在向天父祷告的时候，有说到了他已经将神的名显明给世人知道了。
Here in Jesus' prayer, he revealed God's name.
而这个神的名呢是什么呢？就是耶稣这个名字，就是神的名。
And God's name is indeed Jesus.
所以现在呢，已经把这个神的名已经彰显给百姓知道了。
Therefore, the name Jesus is revealed to the world.
我们再看十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
从今以后我不在世上，他们却在世上，我往你那里去。圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
Verse 11 I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they have the one we are one.
我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也护卫了他们，其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的，好叫经上的话得应验。
For I am coming to you, Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one.
所以这里呢，仍然说要用你所赐给我的这个名来保守这些门徒。
So through the name, they must it protects the disciples.
而你所赐给我的名本来就是你的名，那现在来保守他们。
And this name, which is Jesus' name, gives them the protection.
而这个，所以呢，天父把他的名赐给耶稣，那这个也是天父的名，也是耶稣的名。
So God gave Jesus His name, which is also God's name.
我们最后来看二十六节。
Read verse 26.
我已将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，使你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。
26 I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them.
所以耶稣这里又再一次讲说，我已经将你的名指示给门徒知道了。
So here again God revealed his name to the disciple.
这个天父的名就是耶稣这个名也就是天父的名，现在也是耶稣这个名
The Heavenly Father's name is indeed Jesus.
所以今天我们就知道原来神的名就是耶稣这个名。
So we know God's name is Jesus.
我们今天所敬拜的就是这位独一真神，就是耶稣基督。
And the one and only God that we worship is Jesus.
所以以后我们一切的祷告都是奉主的名，主耶稣的名来祷告就对了。
Therefore, in our prayer, we always pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
所以呢，奉主耶稣的名祷告，我们就会得到神的啊的垂听。
When we pray in the name of Jesus, God will surely listen to us.
这就是天父的名，也就是等耶稣的名。
This is the Heavenly Father's name as well as Jesus' name.
后来门徒他们明白了这个奥秘以后
，So when they understand this mystery.
因此他们在为人施洗，都是奉耶稣基督的名为人施洗。
When they baptize other people, they baptize in Jesus' name.
我们又可以来参考一下马太福音二十八章。
And we can refer to Gospel Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章。
Matthew chapter 28.
十九节。
Verse 19.
马太福音二十八章十九节。
Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
所以这里说奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
So here say in the name of Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
可是这个名呢，就是单数。
And this name, however, is singular.
表示父子圣灵的名啊，是同一个名。
It represents the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is of one.
而这个名是什么呢？
What is this name?
当然就是耶稣这个名啊。
And of course, it's Jesus.
啊，因为父的名等于子的名，等于是圣灵的名，就是耶稣这个名。这已经是在耶稣把它显示出来的。
Because the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all equivalent, which is Jesus' name.
因此呢，使徒为人施洗都是奉耶稣基督的名施洗。
Therefore, when the disciple baptized, in Lord Jesus' name.
我们看使徒行传第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
第二章三十八节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
使徒行传第二章三十八节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。”
Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sin, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
所以呢，彼得在这里就说要奉耶稣基督的名来施洗，那么就可以得到罪的赦免。
So here Peter say, "We must baptize in the name of Lord Jesus Christ to receive forgiveness of our sin."
因为他们已经得到圣灵了。
Because they already received the
Holy Spirit. 他们明白耶稣讲的奥秘。
They understand the mystery of Jesus.
所以在马太福音二十八章。所说的奉父子圣灵的名施洗呢，这个是这个奥秘呢，就是应验在耶稣基督的名身上。
And in Matthew chapter 28, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is referring to Jesus.
所以今天我们神的名啊，就是耶稣。
So we know God's name is Jesus.
我们今天就是要来尊敬神的名，就是耶稣基督，然后凡事都是奉耶稣基督的名。就得到神的垂听。
Therefore, we must worship our Lord Jesus, and everything we do must be in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们今天呢，奉主耶稣圣名啊来祷告。
Today, we pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
我们的祷告就得到神的垂听。
And our prayer, I answer.
但是呢，我们现在呢，又要如何能够保守自己，不要妄称耶稣的名字
？So how can we avoid misusing God's name?
现在我们知道耶神的名就是耶稣了。
Now we know who's God, what's God's name.
那我们现在呢，对耶稣的这个神的名啊，就要有一种尊敬的态度。
So we must have a form of respect to God's name.
我们不要随便去使用耶稣这个名字。
We should not misuse his name.
因为这代表了我们对神的名的一种尊敬。
Because this is a form of respect.
那我们要如何去避免这种妄称神的名？
How do we avoid misusing his name?
我想啊，在我们的现在的生活上啊，有几点我们互相提醒应该注意的地方。
In our daily life, I'd like to share with you a couple reminders.
第一个就是说，我们不要把耶稣的名字拿来开玩笑。
Firstly, we should not joke around with God's name.
现在呢，有一些英文的那种开玩笑的话他遇到一个很惊讶。很不可思议的事情 Jesus, 就好像用这个来代表他一种惊讶的意思。
In today's society, when they meet something of a surprise matter, they would say, "Oh my God, or Jesus."
啊，但是这样的一种称呼呢，其实他并没有真的在尊敬耶稣的名字。
But such phrase is not of respect to God's name.
这个已经变成一种随便呢、啊，拿来当一种当一种开玩笑或者是一种惊讶的一种语言而已啊，并没有在尊敬耶稣的名字。
And this become a disrespectful phrase, and in fact, joking around God's name.
所以呢，我们在言语上呢，一定要把耶稣的名字把它分别为圣，不要随便的使用耶稣这个名字来。
So in our speech, we must set aside God's name as holy.
好，这是第一个，我们应该要改变的这种语言习惯。
And this is the first we must change in the habit of our speech.
除了耶稣的名字直接来讲啊，我们不要随便去使用。
Aside from speaking from it, we should not use it, misuse it.
其实呢，我们是基督徒，我们也不要让我们这个基督徒这个名字呢，也会变成随便使用啊。
As a Christian, we should avoid this from happening.
因为我们是挂着基督的门徒这个名号。
Because we carry the title as a Christian.
所以我们呢仍然要在言语上呢要避免那些嬉笑的话语，免得我们会落入那种会妄称神的名随便使用神的名的这样的危险。
Therefore, as a Christian, we must watch our speech.
我们看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
第五章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 4.
以弗所书第五章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 4.
淫词、妄语和嬉笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话。
Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving.
好，所以这里也是说到了，不要说淫词、妄语和嬉笑的话。
You say there shouldn't be any obscenity or foolish talk.
我们是基督的门徒。
We are Christians.
我们如果在言语上说了这些淫词妄语跟嬉笑这个嬉笑是代表嘲笑的那种看不起别人的那种嬉笑话，而不是幽默哦，是一种嘲笑的话，那么这个是不相当不合宜的。
And in our speech, we should avoid obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking.
而这种嬉笑的话呢，已经是变成对人的伤害了。
And coarse joking can actually hurt someone's
feelings. 所以这个是我们应该要避免的。
And we must avoid this at all costs.
这是第一个，我们不要随便的用了耶稣的名字来开玩笑甚至来嘲笑别人。
And this is the first point regarding misusing God's name.
那第二个呢，我们要注意的就是说，我们已经奉主耶稣圣名来做事情了。我们更应该小心谨慎。
And the second point is, once we're doing certain things in the name of Lord Jesus, we must be vigilant.
保罗呢，勉励我们呢，凡事说话、行事都要奉主耶稣圣名。
Paul encourages to do everything in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书第三章十七节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 17.
哥罗西书第三章十七节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 17.
无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
And whatever you do, whatever in word or deed, do it all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
保罗说了，无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名。
Here Paul says, whatever you do, in words or deeds, do it in the name of Lord Jesus.
这代表说呢，我们说话一定要谨慎小心。
This reminds us, in our speech, we must be vigilant.
所以刚讲的那些淫词妄语、嘲笑的话，不要讲。
Hence the coarse joking and the foolish talk mentioned previously, we should avoid.
那么接着是做事情的时候也要小心。
And furthermore, the things that we do, we must be vigilant.
我们不要去做了一些伤害别人的事情。
We shouldn't do things that will hurt others.
我们应该做一些造就人的一些帮助人的一些事。
But rather, we should do things that edify others.
这样子呢，我们说话行事都可以奉主耶稣的名那这样的话，我们就能够得到神的悦纳。
Therefore, in our speech and action, we can glorify God's name and receive.His blessings.
这就是奉主耶稣圣名是多么重要的一个基础啊。
And This is the important fundamental regarding the name of the
Lord. 那反过来呢，我们叫小心注意，就是不要说话，也不要做事情来啊灭亵渎了啊神的名字啊，亵渎了主耶稣的名字。
On contrary, we should not misuse God's name when we're doing these things.
啊，我们说了啊，刚刚说不要开玩笑嘛，哈。
As previously we mentioned, we should not joke around God's name.
那现在呢，我们再加上一点说，也不要去啊利用耶稣的名字来为自己得到一好处。
But I should add a point that we should not use God's name for our own benefit.
因为呢，耶稣的名字啊是要让人尊敬的。
Because God's name is worthy of respect.
我们不应该用神的名字呢来得到啊人对我们的信任啊，得到一种保证啊。
And we shouldn't use God's name to receive other people's trust or their benefit.
有人在做生意，他需要有信用啊，才能够得到人的信任，才愿意来跟他下订单来完成这场交易。
For anyone who's in business, they need the trust of others in order to do things.
可是呢，第一次呢，要如何得到人的信任？
But how do they receive other people's trust the first time around?
哎呦，你也不认识我，我也不认识你。那可是我们要如何啊，有个信任呢？你愿意把货物交给我，那我才能够把钱寄给你啊。
We are first timer, so I don't know you, and you don't know me. How am I going to trust you with my things?
所以呢，这个时候呢，有的人呢就会说，哦，我是信耶稣的，所以你要相信我，我绝对不会骗你。
And at this point, someone may say, I believe in Jesus, I will never lie to you.
啊，所以你要相信我是耶稣的门徒。
You must trust me as Jesus' disciple.
我绝对不会骗你。
I will never cheat you.
可是呢，当你用耶稣的名字，这样来达成你的做生意的啊这样的一个信用的时候，很，这个是有危险的。
But we must be careful not to use Jesus' name to attain our business goals.
如果说你是真的诚心实意啊，实实在在的做生意
，If we are truly sincere in doing our business，
那你用耶稣的名字来为你自己啊来打招牌，那你也是真的能够去做好一个有信用的交易，那这样耶稣的名字还没有被伤害到啊。
And we can in fact use Jesus' name in a good way that shows that we are a good Christian.
但是呢，万一啊，你在这个做生意的过程有了一些欺骗，有了一些啊不诚实的一些手段的时候，那么耶稣的名字就会被伤害了。
However, in this transaction, if there's any cheating or lying, then this is not glorifying God's name.
因此呢，你要做生意，你只要用你的人格，用你的啊，用你的这个经验呢，来保证就可以了。
In the business world, we can actually just use our characteristic as well as our experience.
而不要用耶稣的名字来做保证。
There's no need to use Jesus' name.
这是我们啊，在这个啊，对耶稣的名字啊，要有分别为圣的态度啊。
And this is another reminder for us to segregate God's name as holy.
这就是说，不要用啊神的名字啊来得到别人的信任。
In another word, we shouldn't use Jesus' name to receive benefit.
我们来看一下利未记十九章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 19.
利未记十九章。
Leviticus chapter 19.
十一节，十二节。
Verse 11 to 12.
利未记十九章十一节。
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 11 to 12.
你们不可偷盗，不可欺骗，也不可彼此说谎。
Verse 11, do not steal, do not lie, do not deceive one another.
十二节，不可指着我的名起假誓，亵渎你神的名，我是耶和华。
Verse 12, do not swear falsely by my name and so profane the name of your God.
这里一开始说到，不要欺骗，不要说谎。
Here in verse 11 says, "Do not steal, do not lie."
但是呢，有的人呢，就是说了谎话，可是还要让别人来相信他的谎话啊。
There are some people out there who will lie and try to get you to believe in their lie.
因为他已经曾经说谎话，所以别人不相信他的话了。
Because they have lied previously and nobody will believe in him.
可是他说，我这次是真的，我这次没有说谎话。
And then he'll try to convince others, saying, "This time is true."
可是要如何得到人的相信呢？
But how would he receive other people's
trust? 他就把神的名字拿出来了。
And he will then use Jesus' name.
他说：“你看到啊，我现在奉主耶稣的名说话，我绝对啊不会啊说谎话，绝对不会欺骗你们。”
And they'll say, I'll swear by Jesus' name that I am not lying.
而甚至更严重的是，他起了一个誓言，说我绝对是按照耶稣的名字来发誓，绝对没有骗你们。
In fact, they will even swear by Jesus' name to prove that they're not lying.
可是呢，他仍然心中仍然是要用欺骗，要得到自己的好处。
But in their heart, actually, is full of deceit, and they want to receive benefit of others.
而这样的话，就是把神的名字已经滥用了。
And this is exploiting God's name.
这个时候呢，就会亵渎神的名字了。
And this is misusing God's name.
这就是已经犯了第三条诫命。
And this is going against the third commandment.
所以呢，本来就不可说谎。
At first, you shouldn't lie.
本来就不可欺骗。
You shouldn't deceive.
本来就不可以起假的誓言。
And you shouldn't swear falsely.
这本来就应该做的事情。
These are the things we should do.
不可以做这些事情。
We should not do these things.
不需要再把神的名字呢拿出来要得到人的相信，然后这个时候呢，这个是滥用掉神的名字的。
There's no need to exploit Jesus' name in order to receive others' trust.
所以呢，我们还是要按照自己本来就该做的本分来做来说话，这样的话就慢慢的就可以得到人的信任了。
Therefore, in our speech and action, we must do accordingly as a Christian, then we'll receive other people's trust.
所以不可以滥用神的名字来得到别人的来得到保证，来得到别人的信任了。
Therefore, we should not use Jesus' name as an advantage to take advantage of other people.
这是我们不要把神的名字来利用，来得到自己的好处。
This is a reminder for us not to use Jesus' name to receive other people's benefit.
再来一个要注意的是呢，我们也不要去做了一些不好的行为，那导致人会来亵渎神的名字啊。
And another reminder is for us to watch our actions so that Jesus' name is not being misused.
我们看罗马书第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 2.
我们是耶稣的门徒。
We are the disciple of Jesus.
我们要有好的行为让耶稣的名得到荣耀。
We must have good action to glorify God's name.
可是我们的行为如果不好，
However, if our deeds is not good,
别人就会说这个信耶稣的呢，怎么有这么不好的行为？那么耶稣的名字就会被亵渎了。
And if we have bad action, then people will look at us and look down upon Jesus.
我们看呢，罗马书第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 2.
21节。
Verse 21.
这里讲一些犹太人他们本来也是敬拜神的。
Here speak of some Jewish Jews worshiping God.
可是有一些犹太人有不好的行为。
But there's some Jews have bad deeds.
我们看呢第二章二十节。
Let's read verse 20.
是蠢笨人的师父，是小孩子的先生，在律法上有知识和真理的模范。这些讲的都是犹太人，他们自认为他们是这么好的一个背景。
Verse 20 here describe the good background of the Jews.
但是呢，二十一节却说了，你既然是教导别人，为什么不教导自己呢？
In verse 21 says again, you then who teach others, do you not teach yourself?
你讲说人不可偷窃，自己还偷窃吗？
You who preach against stealing, do you steal?
22节说，你说人不可奸淫，自己还奸淫吗？
Verse 22, you who say that people should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery?
你厌恶偶像，自己还偷窃庙中的物吗？
You abhor idols, do you rob temples?
你指着律法夸口，自己倒犯律法玷辱神吗？
You who brag again about the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law?
24节呢，是最后的结果呢。神的名在外邦人中，因为你们受了亵渎，正如经上所记的。
And in the conclusion in verse 24, as it is written, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you.
所以呢，犹太人他们原来是敬拜神的。
The Jews originally worship God.
他们自认为是神的选民，非常的骄傲。
Because they are the chosen people of God, they felt proud.
但是他们却还违背了律法的规定。
But yet they went against God's law.
做了很多违背律法的事情。
Though They did many things against the law.
甚至比一般没有啊相信神的那些外邦人更糟糕的道德水准啊。
In fact, they're worse off than the Gentiles who didn't even believe.
因此呢，外邦人啊就亵渎了神的名字。
As a result, the Gentiles, blaspheme God's name.
这个时候，神的名啊啊就被外邦人亵渎了，因为神的名因为犹太人的坏行为而被啊亵渎了。
Because the bad deeds of the Jews, the Gentiles blaspheme God's name.
因此，今天我们对神耶稣的名字啊，要用好的行为来让他得到荣耀。
So therefore, we must watch our action so that we can glorify God's name.
我们不要再有不好的行为啊，让人找到机会来亵渎神了。
We should not have bad deeds so that other people may blaspheme God's name.
我们来看彼得前书第二章。
Turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
十二节
Verse 12.
彼得前书第二章十二节
First Peter chapter 2 verse 12.
你们在外邦人中应当品性端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
Verse 12. Live such good lives among the pagan that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day He visits us.
所以呢，我们原来相信耶稣之后，会受到外邦啊，没有相信耶稣的人呢，啊，会用各样的啊啊很严格的标啊的标准来检查我们的行为啊。
He tells us that once we believe, the people may accuse us and checking on us.
因为呢，他们呢自己的行为不好，所以一直要看我们信耶稣的有什么表现，有什么改变吗？
Because to start off, their deeds are not so good, so they look upon us.
看到我们呢、啊，如果有一些不好的行为，哇，他们说啊，这个信耶稣也没有改变嘛，一样的坏啊，跟我们一样而已嘛，这有什么了不起
？Hence, if we have bad deeds, the Gentiles may say they're no better than us.
啊，所以呢，他们也不会来相信耶稣了。
And they will not believe in Jesus.
有一次呢，啊，我要去发传单。
It's one time I am distributing flyers.
那时候呢，我们几个神学生呢，啊，要去。啊，一个地方啊，去办布道会。
And many of our theological students want to hold an evangelical service.
所以呢，我们晚上要办布道会，那下午我们就啊，挨家挨户呢啊去发传单。
Because the evangelical service is at night, so in the afternoon we went out to distribute flyers.
啊，那我们就到了一个人的啊的家门口啊，哎呀，就四个人啊坐在长凳子上面啊在聊天。
So we went to the doorway of a house and we saw four people sitting on a bench.
啊，我们就很高兴亲近他们，而且先生你们好啊，我们晚上有布道会啊，欢迎你们来听耶稣的福音。
So we went to them and invited them to the evangelical service.
当我就把福音传单就发给他们。
So I gave them a flyer.
他一看到哦，真耶稣教会。
So when they saw True Jesus Church.
哦，他就马上问我一句话。
He asked me a question.
他说啊，你们真耶稣教会的教会有没有这个生活的规范？生活的规矩啊，就是要一些啊，就是生活的一些规定啊。
He asked me, in True Jesus Church, is there regulation on life?
我说当然有啊。
I said, of course.
他说啊，你们一个先生可以有几个老婆
？And he asked me, how many wives can a husband have?
我说当然了，一个先生只能有一个老婆啊。
And I reply, of course, one husband should only have one wife.
这是我们圣经就有规定，我们基督徒，我们耶稣教信徒都要遵守的。
And this is all mentioned in the Bible, and we must obey it.
可是呢，这个先生拿了传单就说，可是我隔壁邻居啊，就是你们教会的信徒。
And then the person who's holding the flyer said, my neighbor is a believer.
他怎么有两个老婆呢
？How come he has two wives?
嘿，那你们耶稣教会怎么？怎么让人家有两个老婆呢？这个教会要怎么办呢
？And he in turn asked me, how can the church allow two wives?
哦，当时呢，我真的好羞惭呐、啊，好羞愧啊，赶快啊，连窝子赶快跑掉。
So I felt very ashamed at that time, and I just walked away.
哦，我们那个信徒哦，真的要回去悔改啊，那个娶两个老婆的，那真的要悔改，要到神面前啊，要打屁股的。
Indeed, that believer who married two wives should really repent.
因为呢，他这种坏的行为呢。结果让耶稣的名被亵渎了。
Because such action allow God's name to be blasphemed.
连真耶稣教会的名字都抬不起头来了。
Even the true Jesus Church, the name we cannot even lift up.
连我会去发传单的哈，我都发不下去了。
And we can't even distribute our flyers.
因为人家一知道那个某某人呐、啊，是你们教会的信徒，是有这么不好的行为，那什么一切都不用谈的啦。
Because if they know this bad action of this so-called neighbor, they will not believe in Jesus.
我们说信耶稣有多少的恩典呐、啊，会有多少的看顾，这些都没有人会相信的。
Because no matter how much we preach of the grace and the blessing, nobody will believe.
因为呢，有一个不好的啊信徒的行为，结果破坏了整体教会的名声。
Because of one member's action, it affects the entire church.
因此呢，我们真的啊保守自己呀、啊，不要让神的名被亵渎了。
Therefore, we must watch ourselves and keep ourselves away from allowing others to blaspheme God.
我们反而应该像这里所说的呢，我们要有好的行为表现出来。
But rather, we should be, as this word says, we must have good action.
让那些没有相信耶稣的人呢，看见我们的好行为，结果把荣耀归给神。
So that other people can see our good deeds and glorify God's name.
他们反而会说：“哎呀，难怪啊，这些人有这么好的行为，因为他们是相信耶稣的人啊。”
We would want other people to say these people are glorifying God's name because they have good deeds.
因此呢，我们今天要用好行为来荣耀神。
So we must glorify God's name.With our good actions.
这样的话就不会违背了第三条诫命。
And this way, we will not misuse God's name.
我们就会让神的名得到荣耀。
And God's name in turn will receive, be glorified.
啊，那再来还有一个呢，我们今天啊也要小心注意呢，在啊日常生活上呢，我们自己也要来尊敬神的名字。
In our daily life, we must also respect God's name.
我们不要去毁谤神的名字。
We should not misuse God's name.
我们来看出埃及记二十二章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
二十二章。
Chapter 22.
出埃及记二十二章。
Exodus chapter 22.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
出埃及记二十二章二十八节。
Exodus chapter 22 verse 28.
不可毁谤神，也不可毁谤你百姓的官长。
Do not blaspheme God or curse the ruler of your people.
啊，这里说不可毁谤神。
Here says do not blaspheme God.
啊，这也是亵渎神的意思啊。就是说我们自己呢，啊，不能够因为不明白神的旨意而去论断神啊的作为。
And because we don't, sometimes we may not understand God's will.And we cannot place judgment upon him.
甚至我们会说啊，神是一个啊没有公义的神，神是一个没有慈爱的神，神怎么可以让我啊出了这种车祸，让我遇到这么的灾祸？这个神呐、啊、不好啊！当你这样讲的时候，你要小心呐、啊，你这样就在批评，在论断神呐、啊。
And we can't call God as being unjust or not loving just because we got into a car accident.
所以这个时候呢，我们要如何在不明白神的作为之下，仍然要敬畏神？
But rather, under the, when we don't understand God's will, we must respect Him even more.
这就是呢，不可毁谤神，不可啊妄论神的意思。
This is what it means. Do not blaspheme God.
我们可以举一个例子呢，约伯遇到很多的患难。
For example, Job faced many trials and.
他三个朋友从远方过来，安慰他。
His three friends came over to comfort him.
结果呢，三个朋友轮番上阵呢，都不断的一直在批评约伯，一定是犯罪了。得罪神了，所以才会受这么大的灾祸。
And these three friends criticized Job that he must have done something wrong. That's why God punished him.
可是约伯一直的回答说：“我没有犯罪啊，我没有犯错啊，你们怎么一直在论断我呢
？”But Job keeps saying, "Stop judging me. I didn't do anything wrong."
甚至他最后说：“神啊，我来跟你啊争论，跟你来辩论看看吧，我有没有犯错呢？”
In fact, Job even said, "I will discuss with God and see if I am innocent."
当然呢，约伯当然那个时候已经被激动了，他生气了，这个是约伯的软弱。
But at this time, we can see God, Job's weakness as he was being agitated and was angry.
后来神亲自对约伯说话，结果让约伯安静下来。
And God spoke directly to Job, and he calmed.
可是呢，神最后呢，反而是叫约伯要为三个朋友来祷告。
By the end, God told Job to pray for his three friends.
因为呢，他三个朋友呢，反而呢，对神的啊论断是不对的。
Because these the perspective of these three friends that he has is wrong.
我们看约伯记四十二章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 42.
第七节。
verse 7.
约伯记四十二章第七节。
Job chapter 42, verse 7.
耶和华对约伯说话以后，就对提曼人以利法说：“我的怒气向你和你两个朋友发作，因为你们议论我，不如我的仆人约伯说的是。”
Verse 7. After the Lord had said these things to Job, he said to Eliphaz the Temanite, "I am angry with you and your two friends because you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has."
第八节，现在你们要取七只公牛、七只公羊到我仆人约伯那里去，为自己献上燔祭。我的仆人约伯就为你们祈祷，我因悦纳他，就不按你们的欲望来办你们。你们议论我，不如我的仆人约伯说的是。
We say, so now that take seven bulls and seven rams and go to my servant Job and sacrifice a burnt offering for yourself. My servant Job will pray for you, and I will accept his prayer and not deal with you according to your folly. You have not spoken of me what is right as my servant Job has.
这里记载就是约伯三个朋友啊，他们啊看到约伯的这些患难。
Here records how the Job's three friends feel Job.
因此他们就一直认定约伯是犯罪了，所以才会遭受神的惩罚。
And they keep judging Job, saying that he must have sinned.
可是呢，神原来并不是因为约伯犯罪啊，才让他遇到这些患难啊。
But Job haven't faced these trial and tribulation because that he sinned.
不是因为他的罪啊。
It's not because of his wrongdoing.
因此呢，神啊就会生气了。
Therefore, God was angry.
他说：“你这三个朋友呢，真的在议论我的事情都错了，所以是愚妄的人呐。”
And God said that Job's three friends has the wrong perspective.
所以呢，要叫约伯为他们祷告，他们才会重新得到神的啊这个接纳，要不然神要处罚这三个朋友啊。
And the Lord told Job to pray for his three friends.
所以呢，我们从这里可以知道说，约伯三个朋友呢。自以为是说哦，神是这样的神啊，来论断神。
So, we know that Job's three friends made some assumptions.
因此呢，受到啊神的啊的这种啊生气呢，本来要处罚的。
As a result, it caused God to be angry and wanting to punish them.
今天我们呢也一样啊，对神的作为不明白。
As today, sometimes we may not understand
我们不要去亵渎神。
We should not blaspheme.
我们要不要去论断神。
We should not judge God.
啊，我们不明白，可是我们还是要存着敬畏的心啊，来等候神。
Though we don't understand, we must respect and wait upon Him.
我们不要去毁谤神。
We should never blaspheme.
不要像约伯三个朋友呢，用他们自以为是的方啊的论点呢啊去啊讨论神的作为，结果这是错误的。
And we should not assume like Job's three friends.
我们今天不明白的事情，人一定要恭恭敬敬的来交给神，来等候神。
When we encounter things that we do not know, we must give it into God's hand.
这样子我们才不会违背第三条诫命啊，去妄论神的名啊，妄论神的作为。
In this way, we will not go against the third commandment, which is misusing God's name.
我们才不会犯了这样愚妄的罪啊。
And we will not go against these commandments.
啊，这就是我们才不会犯那么愚笨的罪啊。
We will not commit such foolish sin.
所以呢，我们要在神面前啊存敬畏的心。
So in front before God, we must have a respectful heart.
因为神呐、啊，他的作为太奇妙的。
Because God's doing is indeed wonderful.
我们没有办法用人一般的智慧啊，就能够去了解，就能够去掌握的。
There's no way we can use human wisdom or knowledge to understand His doing.
就好像今天我们看的蚂蚁一样。
As today.When we look at an ant,
我们看着蚂蚁呢，哇，这样子跑过来要搬那些东西啊，哇，这样排了一长排啊，这样很长很长的一个队伍啊，哎呀，来搬这个东西。
And we see a line of ants trying to carry something over.
我们这样看起来啊，这个蚂蚁怎么笨啊，这么脆弱啊
？Then we may say, why is these ants so stupid?
啊，我们只要稍微啊给它移动一下，它就蚂蚁就不知道去哪里了。
We can just simply take the object away, and then the ants will be lost.
同样的呢，神今天对我们啊，比我们对蚂蚁是更伟大了。
It's the same today when God look at us, we are much greater than an ant.
所以呢，我们更应该要存敬畏的心。
Therefore, we must have a respectful heart.
我们真的不用办法啊，到了神的高度了，去了解神的作为。
We should not try to reach God's level and try to understand.
我们只有敬畏他，等候他。
We can only respect him and to wait upon him.
然后看看神怎么引导我们来明白一点点啊，他的计划，他的作为。
God will surely guide us so that we can understand his will.
所以我们不要随便的去议论神。
So we should not make assumption.
因此呢，我们才能够来尊重神的名字。
As a result, then we can respect him even more.
所以呢，我们今天这样讨论呢，啊，就是要讲到几个我们要注意的事项。
So in our discussion today, we have several points.
神的名字就是耶稣。
God's name is Jesus.
我们不要随便开玩笑。
We should not joke lightly.
我们不要利用神的名字来啊为自己图谋益处。
We should not use the name of Jesus to receive benefit.
也不要用神的名字要去得到人的啊信任。
And we should not use the name of Jesus to receive other people's trust.
我们要用我们的好行为来荣耀神的名。
We must use our good actions to glorify His name.
不要因为我们的坏行为，结果让神的名被亵渎了。
And we should not have bad action and cause other people to blaspheme God's name.
我们自己还不明白神的作为之前，我们就安静等候，而不要去论断，不要去批评。
And when we don't understand God's will, we shouldn't make any assumption.
因为当我们这样论断批评的时候呢？我们要小心注意啊，不要像约伯三个朋友啊。
When we are judging and criticizing, we must be careful not to be like Job's three friends.
我们要用最敬畏的心啊来到神面前。
We must have a respectful heart before God.
然后我们就可以得到神的看顾。
As a result, we will receive the protection of God.
一起唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.